I'm with Edie Anderson in her kitchen as her great-granddaughter bursts into the room.
Come on in, hon. This is Haley.
Hi, Haley. Hello. How are you? I'm Cheryl.
The 10-year-old Haley McClellan is just home from school.
My sock got all wet.
She plops her books down on the counter.
Why'd you take down your ponytail?
Haley fluffs her cool girl straight hair around her shoulders as if to signal she's ready for grown-up conversation.
I need the milk too, Nanny. Yeah, for my cereal.
She guzzles her cereal before it has time to lose its crunch.
How'd your day go, Haley?
It was good. My teacher had a little bit of trouble with us, but...
What do you mean?
My classroom...
As Haley recounts the dramas of her day, Anderson listens patiently. This isn't a social visit. Anderson is Haley's legal guardian. Her grandson was Haley's dad. He lived with Anderson but died at 18 in a car accident when Haley was 10 weeks old. Haley's mom was only 14 and using drugs.
She tried to get clean. She went away to a rehab and came back out and maybe two months later. She was back doing drugs again. So, and I do have compassion for her, but I don't never want her to have Haley until Haley's 18. Then she can make her own decisions.
Anderson's vague on details, but she's got other close family members who've had issues with addiction and lost custody of their kids.
And it wasn't light drugs, it was heroin. And it's heartbreaking, it really is.
Anderson's story is not unusual. So far this year, the Division of Children, Youth, and Families, or DCYF, placed more than 300 children with relatives, most often a grandparent. And these are just the cases the DCYF reports. According to census numbers, around 2,500 grandparents in New Hampshire are raising their grandchildren. Kate Sullivan is with ServiceLink. That's a state resource connecting seniors with care and funding. She says these grandparents will do anything to keep these kids safe, but they're not used to the pace.
And if they're thinking back 30 years ago to raising their own children without cell phones, without YouTube, without text messages, without any of this, you know, they've got grandkids wanting to be involved with all sorts of activities that they're unfamiliar with. It's just very different now.
Sullivan says grandparents are managing their own medical issues or perhaps caring for elderly parents. They're also bringing up kids who are dealing with trauma. Haley, for example, is nervous about staying at other people's homes.
I have separation anxiety from her. I'm so much worried about something happening, like in the house, like while I'm gone, then me not being there for her.
I love you, Haley. I love you. I really wish she wouldn't feel that way because she's missing out on a lot of things she could be doing.
But Anderson is also realistic. She's 72 and has a few health problems. She has backup plans for Haley, but also wants to prepare her for a day when she won't be around.
But I want her to say what we've had, no one can ever take away. I'll be watching over. I'll be watching you, girl. Don't you cry. It's okay.
I'm trying hard.
It's okay, Haley.
The sunlight through the kitchen window pales. It's time for dinner.
What do you want?
Haley grabs a can of chicken a la king from the pantry.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her great-grandmother boils water for noodles.
Get the pan out, please.
Food is one of Anderson's bigger expenses. She gets some help from the state.
$300 every 2 weeks.
But on her limited Social Security income, she barely ekes by.
All the school supplies, her school clothes, because she grows like a weed, her shoes... You have to keep buying this stuff. It ain't like something you can buy at once.
Anderson's found other resources. A family caregiver grant helps pay for Haley's camps and sports. The good news is that studies show that kids who share a home with relatives are more likely to thrive. But that doesn't mean life is easy.
My life? Well, she keeps me young. I have to get up every morning. 6:30 every morning, get her ready for school. And on the whole and whole, it's just an everyday experience of raising a kid when you're 72 years old.
And at the end of the night...
That hug and kiss means everything to me.
Haley has a safe and loving home. But as the opioid epidemic continues, more kids will need someone other than their parents to step in and raise them. And that means more grandparents will settle for a life they never would have planned. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.